WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Arc. You know that feeling when you're just going about your day, minding your own business, and suddenly bam. Negative thoughts start crashing in like a rogue wave. Ever feel like your brain is playing an endless loop of what if and I can't? Yeah, I get it. We all have those moments, but guess what? You don't have to be at the mercy of those pesky thought patterns. Today, we're diving headfirst into breaking free from negative thought patterns. It's time to take control, because you are the captain of your own ship, not a passenger on a roller coaster ride of negativity. We're talking practical strategies, real-life examples, and a whole lot of stoic wisdom to help you navigate those mental storms with grace and resilience. So, buckle up, grab a cup of your favorite beverage, and get ready to unleash the power of positive thinking, because it's time to rewrite that narrative. Now, let me drop some knowledge bombs on you. 5 key takeaways that can completely transform how you deal with negative thoughts. First, awareness is key. Before you can break free from those negative thought spirals, you gotta recognize them. It's like catching a thief in the act. Once you know they're there, you can start formulating your defense. Pay attention to those recurring themes, those trigger words, and those situations that send you spiraling into negativity. Journaling is a fantastic tool for this. Just get those thoughts out on paper. Second, challenge those thoughts. Don't just accept them as gospel truth. Ask yourself, is this thought really accurate? Is there another way to look at this situation? What evidence supports this thought? And most importantly, what would you tell a friend who was having the same thought? Often, our inner critic is harsher than we'd ever be to someone else. Third, practice gratitude. This one might seem counterintuitive, but seriously, it works. When you focus on the good things in your life, big or small, those negative thoughts have less power over you. Make a conscious effort to appreciate the little things each day: a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a good laugh with a friend. It's all about shifting your perspective. Fourth, engage in self-care. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? Take care of your physical and mental well-being by getting enough sleep, eating healthy foods, exercising regularly, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. When you feel good, it's easier to deal with those negative thoughts when they pop up. Finally, be kind to yourself. This journey isn't about being perfect. It's about progress, not perfection. There will be days when those negative thoughts win, and that's okay. Just acknowledge them, let them pass, and get back on track. Remember, you're doing the best you can, and that's what matters most. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're going for a job interview. You've prepped diligently, practiced your answers, and feel confident. But as you walk into the room, suddenly those old self-doubts creep in. What if I mess up? What if they don't like me? What if I'm not good enough? These thoughts can throw you off your game, making it harder to shine. But remember what we talked about. Challenge those thoughts. Replace them with affirmations. I am prepared. I have valuable skills to offer. I deserve this opportunity. Breathe deeply, focus on the present moment, and remind yourself of your strengths. You've got this. Look, breaking free from negative thought patterns isn't a one-and-done deal. It takes consistent effort, but trust me, it's worth it. Remember, awareness, challenge this thought, practice gratitude, take care of yourself, and be kind to yourself along the way. You're capable of mastering your mind and living a more positive, fulfilling life. So, what's one practical step you can take today to start breaking free from negative thought patterns? Share it in the comments below. Let's inspire each other. And don't forget to subscribe to The Balanced Stoic for more daily doses of wisdom and motivation. Until next time, keep striving for balance and remember, you are stronger than you think.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.